Well, it's time to look in on the economy, what's going on jobs-wise. And a man who knows about that, John Taylor from Stern, Agee, and Leach. Good morning, John.
Good morning. And we, of course, have to keep talking about this because we know it's going to be, it not only is what's driving the markets, of course, but it also is a reflection of what's going to be happening in the political presidential race. We're going to be hearing about this daily. But yesterday we got some numbers from ADP. That's the largest processor of payroll. And the numbers were surprisingly weak. This morning, it's Thursday, so we get initial claims, first-time claims for unemployment benefits. The number's a bit better. Last week, the number of people filing for unemployment the first time was 392,000, a pretty good-sized drop this week. Came in at 365,000. But the market doesn't seem to care right now because it's wringing its hands about the report from the government, the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Tomorrow we get the big number. That is the non-farm payroll number and the, of course, unemployment rate. That unemployment rate, of course, already being something that's showing up in some of the campaign ads. As we endure this presidential race that's before us, some numbers out this morning from various companies, some of them quite encouraging. General Motors reporting a profit of about $1 billion. And this is a drumbeat that we keep hearing over and over and over again. They made really, really good money in North America, and they lost substantial money in Europe. So they lost $256 million in Europe. They made about $1.7 billion pre-tax in North America, $529 million in Asia, and about $83 million in South America. BMW, the world's largest maker of luxury vehicles, reporting numbers that are just incredibly good. By the way, their stock is up 42% for the year. But they report strong demand for their luxury vehicles, and in fact, it's expected that what's going to happen this year is that the top three worldwide manufacturers of luxury vehicles are all going to show huge upticks. These numbers from BMW are interesting. They say they expect sales this year to rise 10% in China, a, quote, high single-digit number in the U.S., and down about 5% in Europe. So once again, the same message. MasterCard and Visa both reporting profits yesterday. Strong profits for both of them. This gives us some insight into what's happening with the consumer. Both of them reporting numbers that beat Wall Street. MasterCard's profits were up 25%, significantly above the expectations of Wall Street. They say MasterCard's usage in the U.S. grew about 14%. Visa's numbers also very strong. Visa's the largest credit card and debit card network, 23% increase in earnings. They say people did spend more on cards, obviously. Their profits also beat Wall Street's expectations. And they reported a 21% increase in quarterly net income and stronger margins, say strong credit card spending. It is interesting what's happening, though. We're seeing a shift between the amount of transactions that are being reported on debit cards versus credit cards. And lastly, some good news for the state of Arkansas. Arkansas, in their current fiscal year, saying that they had a very strong April. April's numbers, they collected about $559 million in taxes. In the month of April, that's $27 million above last year and $31 million above the forecast. Significant increases in both income tax collections and sales tax collections. And year-to-date, they're about $93 million ahead of where they expected to be, and they're about $122 million ahead in terms of collections of where they were a year ago. But, of course, the thing that's on the horizon, Governor Beebe points out that there's a projected $400 million shortfall in Medicaid, and when the session begins, legislature convenes in January, the first thing on their agenda is going to be how do they plug that $400 million hole in Medicaid.
Yeah, that's the thing. The governor has a big smile on his face right now. I don't know how he'll be smiling then.
Yeah, that hole just keeps getting bigger and bigger, of course. Medicare, Medicaid, all those kinds of things. Really just money pits right now.
The debate continues. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
John Taylor from Stern, Agee, and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Looking to the future and looking at the current situation. He could do that with your finances. Just give him a call. Again, it's at Stern, Agee, and Leach at 820 South 21st Street. The number to call, 479-782-2527, 782-2527, or email John at johntaylor@sternagee.com.